We're in Simon Reish Beis, Birkas HaPeres. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, and we'll be doing from Yud Beis through Yud Dalet. Kol HaPeres Shetovim Chaim Umavushalim. Fruit that is good, whether it's raw or cooked. Kagon, Tapuchim Va'agasim, apples and pears. Bein Chaim, Bein Mavushalim, Avarech Borei Pri Ha'etz. Whether they are raw or whether they are cooked, the halachi is you say a Borei Pri Ha'etz, because either one is acceptable. V'im ein derech la'ochlam chayim, and if the derech is not to eat them raw, ela mavushalim, but people will eat them only mavushalim, ochlam k'shem chayim avar shakol, there if you eat them raw, you'll only say a shakol, k'shem mavushalim borei priha eitz, whereas once they're cooked, then you say a borei priha eitz. Now, first of all, if you read carefully in the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, "V'im ein derech la'ochlom." If the derech is not to eat them, chayim ela mavushalim. What is he going back on? He's talking about the fruits that are tovim chayim umavushalim, which means the koveya here is not necessarily how good it is. It could be that the fruit is equally good whether it is raw or cooked. It just so happens that most people only eat it in one way. Because of that, we would say that if you eat it the other way, it loses its bracha and loses its specialized bracha and becomes a shakol instead. Now, why is it that the majority will be koveya? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says the majority meaning that the majority of people would be makpid to eat it that way only. So if we're talking about a fruit that people would not eat raw, most people would be makpid, they would cook it, they would not eat it raw. Then it becomes a shakol. It's not that if coincidentally most of them are eaten cooked, then if you eat it raw, it's shakol, or most are eaten raw, if you cook it, it's shakol. It's got to be that if the majority of people are makpid not to eat it in a certain way, then if you eat it that way, it's shakol. Why, if you eat it that way, is it called shakol? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the lashon of Rashi, which is that it's not called the ikur pri. The ikur pri is in its normal presentation, the way that people generally eat it, and not the way they're makbid not to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, and Mishnah Berurah seems to be bothered by why is this any different than the halacha of Boser. We said that unripe fruit, the halacha there was that it goes down from eitz to adama, it's lav ikur pri. Why over here does it go down from eitz to shahakol instead of adama? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, gives the answer that over there, the fruit itself is exactly what you would have wanted. It did not need any change whatsoever. The only problem is it isn't fully grown yet. Or it's a peripheral part of the plant. Over here, we're talking about the fruit being in a totally different form than what you want. It needs cooking or it shouldn't have been cooked, one or the other. So when you're talking about something that has to have a different state altogether, that's called that it's not the pri, and therefore it's shakol. Not so when you're talking about something that's only lavik or pri. The emes is that this goes under the heading that we find elsewhere of lava daita dahochanati. It was not planted for this purpose. It is not planted. You don't plant fruit that's made for cooking. You don't plant it for eating raw. Sif Yud Gimel. Egos gomer, the Mishnah Berurah explains to mean a fully grown walnut. Hametugon bidvash, that was fried in honey. Vernikra no window, and it was called this. Rotzalomer, so the Ramah adds his local word for it, which is noyit. Mavarach ala borei priya eitz. You say a borei priya eitz on it. Even though the normal thing to do with a walnut is just to eat it the way it is. If you go cook a walnut, it would become a shakol. That's abnormal. Frying it in honey is not abnormal, and therefore its bracha remains a borei priya eitz. Now also, we're talking about where it wasn't totally ground, whereas if you grind it up in a way that it's not recognizable, then the nut itself would lose its bracha anyway because of that. Sif Yud Dalet, egos rach. So till now we were discussing a fully grown nut. Egos rach is a walnut that was not yet fully grown. And here, had you eaten it raw, you would have, I don't know if you'd make any bracha whatsoever, because it's rach, it's not done yet. Shemevashlim bidvash, this is not a case of unripe fruit, stam, this is unripe fruit that is not edible yet. Shemevashlim bidvash, you go ahead and cook that in honey. V'korin lo nus mushkada, and they call it nus mushkada, mevarech alav shakol. So this is shakol. This is the halacha of something that is inedible, and then you turned it into making it, you made it edible by cooking it, say. So the halacha is that it becomes a shakol. It's like a synthetic fruit. And now this is not something that was meant to that was grown for the sake of cooking. For example, we had the case of the potato, where a potato was grown for the sake of cooking. So even though it's inedible raw, nevertheless, when you cook it, it gets its rightful bracha. The reason being, because that's what you had in mind. Whereas here, the walnut was grown for the sake of being eaten raw, ripe, not for the sake of being unripe and cooked. Hagah, says the Ramah, according to our Girsa, V'chein osane gozin shemavashem bidvash bodem yirukim avarchem shakol. Those walnuts that are cooked in honey while they're still green, which means that they're not ripe yet, you say a shakol. The Mishnah Brura changes the girsa here. He says it means vehein. This is. The Mechaber gave us a name of nus mushkada, and the Ramah explains that what this is. This is a green, unripe nut that is cooked in honey. Now, the reason why it becomes a shakol, because that's not what it was grown for. It was grown to be eaten the way it was, but you're supposed to eat it when it's already ripe. You don't take it unripe and tell me that you planted this for the sake of cooking it up and making it edible.